From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami Beach has spent $500 million on flood control efforts, from raising streets to installing a series of pumps to battle high water. But when the rain fell during high tide and knocked out power to pumps last Tuesday, the city was temporarily paralyzed as the waters rose. NBC6 Chief Meteorologist John Morales joined WLRN's Tom Hudson on Friday to talk about the conditions that led to the onslaught on the Florida Roundup.
John, what's the meteorological explanation of what happened on Tuesday?
Well, so we had Tropical Storm Emily that was a short-lived storm, made landfall in central Florida. And Emily was starting to depart the state, but there was an elongated area of low pressure known as a trough that extended from Emily into the state of Florida. And south of that trough, where we are here in South Florida, there was some wind convergence. In other words, the air was converging in one spot. When air converges, it can't clash and sink, because it's not stronger than the ground, of course. It clashes and rises. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that accentuates the vertical motion, which leads to stronger thunderstorms. Of course, we needed a trigger for all that, and the trigger was daytime heating, right? So it all started to happen in the early afternoon, and after the peak heat of the day was here, that made the air more buoyant, and that led to the deluge that we saw. It is, by the way, our third 5-plus-inch deluge in 2 months in the greater Miami area. Wow. And the average return period for 5-plus inches of rain is once every 2 years, and we've had 3 in 2 months. But I can tell you that this is consistent with what you would expect with a warming atmosphere. And a warmer atmosphere can sustain more moisture in it. So when it rains more strongly.
You mentioned, the warmer atmosphere, but what about the role of warmer ocean temperatures?
So first and foremost, the thermal expansion of the warmer water in itself adds to sea level rise, and that's definitely a factor. And you're probably aware that a contributing factor to the severe flood that we had on Tuesday was the fact that high tide occurred at 4:57 p.m. that afternoon, and the heaviest of the rain was between 2:30 and, say, 4:30 as the tide was rolling in. Because when we give you a high tide time, that's the peak of the high tide, but the high tide was in progress.
Which begs the question, if this were to happen in late October, if this were to happen in late November, those are key dates for tides, because those are times when king tides happen and we get those dry day flooding episodes, not just in Sunset Harbor, but in the Las Olas neighborhood, in Hollywood, and other locations.
Listen, I mean, there's a lot to be concerned about in terms of water in all of these coastal and or low spots across southern Florida. You know, I saw a lot of Twitter banter between meteorologists from Hurricane Center and elsewhere. You know, what is going to happen the day that we have a hurricane bring a storm surge towards any of those communities, especially if it's at high tide, especially if it's a slow-moving system accompanied by, 10 or 15 inches of rain? It's going to be epic and just a very sad sight.
15% of Miami Beach has been adapted with these higher streets and pumps. What should we expect from the tax money that's being spent on fighting floods?
All this work, this $500 million in expense, this is just a Band-Aid. It'll gain us another 20 or 30 years, but then the water's going to keep coming. It won't stop. So, I mean, the frequency of sunny day floods or any type of floods in these coastal vulnerable communities is already increasing. There was a study from UM that was published in the Herald not too long ago that, it's 400% higher than it was just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And that will only exponentially rise as the ocean continues to rise and we continue to get these extreme rainfall events with greater frequency. And on top of that, we have a built-out community where there's nowhere for the water to go.
That was NBC6 Chief Meteorologist John Morales on the Florida Roundup. You can hear the full interview at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.